Blackstone presents Attack of the 40-Foot Chicken by Patrick Carman. This book is read by Andre Santana. This one is for my good buddy Joe Purdy, a storytelling genius and a truly fabulous friend. Plus, there's a rumor he makes a great omelet. Chapter 1. Hi there, I'm Barker Mifflin. As you can see by the chapter title, my name is Barker Mifflin. You may have noticed me hanging around in a story called The Terror in Jenny's Armpit. Jenny is a pal of mine who had some trouble with her armpit, so I tried to help her out. I mean, let's be honest, most 11-year-olds just aren't prepared for trouble in their armpit, especially the kind of trouble Jenny was dealing with. It's times like these when you need someone like me around, but we'll get to that later. Right now, there's something a little more pressing I need to tell you. I'm riding a 40-foot chicken. It's like riding a horse, only it's a chicken and the chicken is 40 feet tall. I can understand how this might sound hard to believe, but for an 11-year-old survivalist like me, it's exactly the kind of poultry pickle I've been preparing for my entire life. I saw this coming a mile away. But Barker, you say, you're only 11 years old. Were you really preparing for terrible trouble all the way back when you were 2? I shouldn't even dignify that question with an answer. But I will, because we just met. Of course I was prepared for disaster when I was 2 years old. And I'll tell you why. Because when you're 2 years old, a lot is coming at you, like forks and spoons and carrots. Danger lurks around every corner for a 2-year-old, and the world could go pear-shaped at any moment. There is no better time to be prepared than when you're a human baby. Sure, I'm stating the obvious. A normal onesie-wearing human infant is a defenseless blob of skin and bones. So consider this a warning. Do not be a bundle of useless baby. You're better than that. When I was 2 years old, I took naps with one eye open. I wore floaties and a bicycle helmet to bed, and I lined my crib with trip wires. And why did I do these things? Because the house could flood at any moment, the light fixture could fall off the ceiling, or a zombie could wander into my room. And I was ready for all three. Since we're on the subject of me being prepared, here's the first of many famous Barker Mifflin adages you will find scattered throughout this book. I call them survival nuggets, not to be confused with survival chicken nuggets, an amusing dinner game my little brother likes to play. Barker Mifflin's survival nugget number 4, written when I was 2 years old. Your first mistake was thinking bad things wouldn't happen. No truer words have ever been spoken, am I right? I'm not sure if I mentioned this already, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?